All right, we got wings happening. Big city wings. And lots of sports and stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Humble. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air. The ninja trying to keep us on air out here at Big City Wings in Atascocita. We are here for the second anniversary. So happy birthday, Big City Wings Atascocita. And there's going to be all kinds of cool stuff going on out here. There's a DJ coming. There's magic tricks for the kids and for AJ. Face painting. You going to get face painted?
I've already gotten my face painted. Look at me.
No. Well, I'd rather not. balloon art. You going to get any balloon art?
Like a
Tyrannosaurus Rex, maybe?
Is there a clown?
No clown.
Good.
Which is good because
I
hate
clowns.
That's
weird. If there's a clown here, I want to know about it. Who else does balloon art besides clowns? Like just a regular person?
Like a mime would do it?
I feel like the only people allowed to do balloon art are clowns and people dressed like magicians. Like you have to be in a top hat and a magician suit.
What about kid nurses? I've seen them do those for kids in the hospital.
No.
Okay.
And that would have to be a clown nurse.
See, I don't want any other clowns here
but
except
I
for
think
us.
I think it's a lady balloon artist, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well, that's cool.
I mean, it's a long way away from here, and she's right behind the window, or right in front of the window. And if it's a dude, I'm embarrassed. But
pretty good-looking dude if it's a dude. So.
But it's – I would guess it – I don't know if women magicians dress up like men magicians do. If not, that's a really BS double standard that the men have to like show up in their Sunday best, and women can just show up wearing what they want. But I don't see any clown makeup on her, so I don't know. I don't know if she's a legit balloon artist or not. We'll have to find out.
Doesn't have the Merlin the Wizard hat either.
Nope.
Which
nope.
Yeah, I think if you have a Merlin the Wizard hat, you should be able to do balloon animals.
That's like the that's the sort of floppy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, the one you pull rabbits out of and snakes
right.
And whatnot. If you want to get in today, the best way to do it is hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And usually on location, we don't take phone calls, so don't need to call in. But I'll do my daily, please don't complain about the signal. There's nothing I can do about it. We're working on it.
Okay.
And good things are going to happen when it's done. Just please be patient. And if you can't hear it, switch over to the app, which works great. The app is like 100%.
100% so success rate.
They're replaying the Astros game from last night.
Not great.
No, did not go well.
No. Lance McCullers, like, listen, I'm not here to speak poorly about Lance McCullers. He's really solid. But that dude struggles to get deep into games, doesn't he?
Well, and it's been worse since he came back. And last night his slider looked really flat. And if he doesn't have that thing snapping off the way he usually does, he starts hanging them, and that's what happened. Next thing you know, you're down 5-2, and you know the Jays can take advantage of that. They get their hits in bunches when they hit. So, but hey, it's
there's always today.
Yep,
and they get Aaron Sanchez who. You know, remember last year, Aaron Sanchez, one of the best pitchers in the league last year, but he's been hurt most of this season. You know, he's coming off the DL today, in fact, from a blister. This appears to be a get-right situation for the Astros.
You would think. But, yeah, it's no matter what, they're going to go into the All-Star break in great shape. So, see how this series goes, but you know, they said the Jays are very streaky, and when they get going, they can beat you. And You know, McCullers early in the year was having problems on the road and had problems again last night. Sean says a homeless-looking guy at the Walmart in Gulf Shores, Alabama, was making balloon art for kids last week.
Okay.
But is that a homeless-looking guy or is that a hobo, which is kind of a clown?
I don't.
Like if you
is
dress
a hobo
up,
a clown?
Sort of. I think if you dress up like a hobo intentionally, you're kind of like a clown. Different genre.
Yeah, I don't. I disagree with that. Well, but I don't know.
Because if you're dressing up like a hobo, you kind of put face paint on, which is very similar to a clown.
I thought hobos are just homeless people.
No, hobos are different. Hobos get on trains. They're charming. People dress up like hobos. Nobody dresses up like a homeless person unless you're actually homeless.
I thought a hobo was just like a nice way of saying homeless. Or maybe a not nice way. I don't know.
I guess we'd have to interview some homeless people and ask them, do they prefer homeless or do they prefer hobo? I'm guessing they would prefer hobo because hobo seems to have a charm to it.
A hobo is a migrant worker or homeless vagabond,
especially one who is impoverished. See, a vagabond, that's a good word.
So hobos, the difference between a hobo and a homeless guy is a hobo is on the move, I think is what it boils down to.
The guys who ride the trains.
And they have like the handkerchief bag on a stick.
Yep. Okay. That's a hobo.
Okay.
Because
he's on the move.
But people do dress up like them sometimes. Like for Halloween, they dress up like a hobo, which is kind of, and they put the little makeup stuff on and look like clowns.
I've never seen that. That would creep me out, I think.
James said, I thought hobos and clown makeups were called tramps.
Listen, man, we're getting way too deep into.
What is a hobo and what is a homeless?
Homeless hobo clown logic here. I don't know. There's just too much. There's too many moving parts.
Well, they've got all kinds of cool stuff going on. I don't think there's a hobo.
No hobos.
And we know there's not a clown.
No clowns.
But there is a magician.
And there are lots of wings.
And lots of really good wings. We've already dived into the wings here. And they've also got a ton of giveaways. I saw the table over there with all the giveaway stuff. I want to go sign up for some of that. It looks like good stuff.
I don't think you can win.
I can't win?
Nope.
Oh, well.
I mean, be professional. How about it?
When did we start being professional?
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't have to be professional. I just saw they've got a bunch of beers on the wall, so I'm going to stop being professional after this segment, too. So.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, it looks like a nice selection from here. So 713-780-3776 if you wanted to text the show. And we're out here. And very easy to find this place. Just Big City Wings in Atascocita. It's right off of Atascocita Road, which – I mean, to me, that's the heart of Atascocita. If the road,
I would guess that means it's you're. This has got to be central Atascocita, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I know very little about Atascocita geography, but I would think Atascocita Road would be like sort of the main street.
It would be like Main Street anywhere else, right?
Right.
Theoretically,
usually that's the case.
Yeah, if you're going to name a road after your place. I know that it's close to Tour 18 because I passed that when I came in.
Okay.
Brought back some good memories from going out there and playing golf.
I've never played that course. I've always wanted to, and I've never done it.
Yeah, it's worth doing because, I used to know one of the guys who worked out there, so many years ago I played out there a bunch. And it's a nice setup. I have not been out there since they put houses up around it. But, you know, that was a long time ago. Things happen over the years. But, no, actually it didn't take me long to get here at all either. It was like 28 minutes.
That's not bad. So downtown for sure.
Yeah, straight shot out 59 to Will Clayton. So
well, it's a good place. Come out and celebrate the 2-year anniversary of Big City Wings with us. Eat yourself some wings, win yourself some prizes, and talk to the homeless balloon animal person.
Clown. Not clown.
Not clown.
Hobo or tramp or whatever.
You can't call her a tramp.
Well, I'm just going by what Twitter said. So, regardless, but yeah, it's a very cool place, and like most 2-year-olds, it's very vibrant. It's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
A little spicy.
Yep.
And then at the end of the day, they'll just go to sleep when they shut the doors, just like a 2-year-old.
And can't clean up after itself after it goes to the bathroom.
Right. Or something.
Okay. Is it too far?
Yeah, too much.
Okay, sorry.
So, was looking at getting some stuff ready for the show today, and you see that your buddy Daryl Morey has said they've closed the gap on the Warriors?
No.
He did say that.
No, that's not true, though.
But that's what he said.
Okay.
He said he had something up his sleeve, and guess what he pulled out? Chris Paul.
Right, but that they've not closed the gap.
Well, but Daryl Morey says they have.
I'm telling you they haven't. So,
but who, everything Daryl Morey says is correct.
Who do you
right?
believe, me or Daryl Morey at this point?
Well, let's look at it this way. If let's say I'm running a 100-yard dash against Carl Lewis.
Okay.
All right, I'm not going to win.
No.
But if I keep losing weight and get faster, I'll close the gap on him. I'm still losing by, oh, I don't know, over under 40 meters probably for him to do 100. But I've closed the gap.
Let's say this. Let's say you run a 100-yard dash against Carl Lewis today.
Okay.
And you train for the next 2 weeks to get better.
Yeah.
And he trains for the next 2 weeks to get better. My guess is you don't even close the gap. My guess is he's even faster than you the next time.
I don't know. I think...
Because you act like the Warriors are just saying, like... This is the team that won 73 games and then went out and signed, like, the second-best player in the whole game.
Yeah.
They're looking to get better, too. You know, they're not...
I don't know. I honestly don't know that they can be much better than they were last year, especially in the playoffs. You lose one playoff game. And they were dominant in the playoffs.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that they organically become better next year now that they've got a whole season together to mesh? Not to mention... They were without Kevin Durant for a good chunk of that season.
Well, for a chunk at the end, yeah. But I do think that mesh happened when they got to the playoffs. It all kind of came together.
Okay, do you think it continues into next season?
I don't know that they continue to get better. I don't know that they can get much better. I think they're going to be – they're still better than everybody else. The point is, they're still 40 yards better than the Rockets. Maybe they were 45 before.
Okay.
How's that?
I guess. I mean –
So technically,
I don't know that the Rockets are significantly better than they were at the end of the season.
I don't know either.
So how's the gap closed? If I don't even know that they're better.
I mean, I assume you're going to be better.
They have absolutely no depth now, right?
Not as much depth. I mean, but I don't think you lost much with Lou Williams. And
well, I mean, Lou Williams was a finalist for Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, more for what he did with the Lakers other than the Rockets.
Okay.
And he's kind of redundant with Eric Gordon.
I don't disagree, but that's still a guy who got a lot of minutes for you.
But you basically have your center rotation back with Nene and Capella. I think Tucker adds some depth up front that they didn't have, especially a guy who can play defense. So, yeah, I think on the surface, on paper, they should be better. But there's no the big question is whether or not these guys can play together. I don't know if they can.
Right.
We'll find that out. And I don't think we'll find it out right away. And I still think they need another player. If you really want to talk about closing the gap, they need to go get another guy. And all those guys we talked about they're all gone. They all
right.
went somewhere else. But, no, I mean, I'm tweaking both of you guys a little bit because, yeah.
You're tweaking me and Daryl?
Yeah, because technically I think, sure, you've closed the gap, but it's still, the gap is still from here to Jupiter.
Okay.
So.
Let's see. So this last year, the Rockets finished 12 games back of the Warriors.
I think they finish 11 games back.
Okay.
How's that?
I don't think so. I think the Warriors only won 67 games this year.
Yeah, but I also think
they might win 80 they might win 83 games next year, Fred.
No,
impossible.
They're not going to do that.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to win 70. I think they're going to be right about where they were last year because for one thing, they've kind of figured this thing out. They don't need to go out there and – they've already set the record once.
Yeah.
They don't need to go out there and win every night. They'll take some nights off, and then when the playoffs start, they'll turn it up and crush everybody's souls again, unless everybody gets hurt.
What I think the Rockets did do is they furthered the gap between the third-best team in the West and the rest of the West, the teams behind them.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because they took directly from the number four team. You know, the five team has obviously gotten worse.
Right.
The Jazz lost Gordon Hayward. They lost their best player.
I think the Thunder are better.
The Thunder are better for sure. The Grizzlies are basically giving up at this point.
Yeah, they're gone. They're
so
dead.
But I do think the Rockets have separated themselves to be in that second tier of teams that aren't called the Warriors.
But isn't that everybody, pretty much?
I mean,
that's – yeah, everybody is not the Warriors. But I just kind of thought it was funny that, yeah, technically maybe you close the gap, but –
Well, what are you
How
supposed
much?
To say? We traded half of our team and we didn't get any better? You can't say that.
No.
So, of course, he thinks they closed the gap. Okay.
All right.
Who am I to argue with him? He's a genius.
He is. He's flawless, right?
He's an unquestionable genius.
He's never made a mistake.
Not once.
Okay, that's a sarcasm alert for those of you who might be tuning in for the first time and going, wow, these guys really love Daryl Morey. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Humble. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Big City Wings in Atascocita, right off Atascocita Road. Come on out for Black Spotted Zebra's already here.
He is.
Yeah, he's working those wings. And that's the thing, for all you people who say you guys never come to Atascocita, and there are a bunch of you out there, here we are. Here's your chance. So come on out. I am very disturbed by two things I heard from John while we were on break.
Okay.
First off, he asked if the sound of the kid was coming from here on our end. I said, well, we're in a restaurant. It's a kid-friendly restaurant. There's stuff going on for kids like balloon animals. Why would you think it was coming from the studio? Because who brings their kids to the studio?
That's weird.
Yeah, so that was disturbing. And then we have a rat update. Apparently they caught two rats in our building.
Okay.
Jong, I
thought that was just one rat.
Well, we didn't know if it was a rat or a mouse. Jong, we need clarification. Was it a mouse? Was it a rat? And now we've caught two of them. Does that mean that we have an infestation?
We probably do.
Oh, no.
So we got different accounts. Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton, they both said that it was a giant rat. AD came by while we were having this conversation today and said, no, it was a tiny mouse. And they swear it was a giant rat, and there were two of them.
Well,
for a fact, there were two. They caught two.
Okay, but we don't know whether they were actual rats, mice, big, small.
Correct.
Other than conflicting reports.
Yeah, and if there's two of them, you have to assume that there's more.
Well, yeah, because they probably mated.
Yeah.
And they've got, like, little baby rats running around. Well, I'm going to go with AD on this one. Mainly because I've heard Patrick Creighton on the air. He tends to exaggerate a little bit.
I saw a picture of one of the rodents yesterday, and it looked way more mouse-ish than rat-ish.
Okay, so I'm going to go with AD on this.
Okay.
So that'll be the final verdict. That is our judgment. And
by the way, isn't Patrick Creighton from New York?
Yeah.
And he thought that was a rat?
And I told him, I bet you've seen bigger. And he said, yes,
New
I
York,
have.
New York rats are like the size of dogs. And like you can walk them on a leash.
Yeah. Except for Pizza Rat. He wasn't that big.
No, but he was still bigger than what that thing was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see it. I did go hunting for it yesterday after people mentioned that we had one because I was just curious. I wanted to know, was it a rat? Was it a mouse? These are the important things that we have to know in life is exactly what it is.
I should have brought my cat to work.
That would have solved it.
And that cat, I mean, that cat hunts and kills squirrels.
Yeah.
If it can catch a squirrel, there's no doubt in my mind that it can take out a mouse or a rat. And the great thing about that cat is it presents it to you. Look at what I've done. Look at what I've murdered for you. And he leaves it right at your doorstep in tribute.
Maybe that's what we need is an office cat.
Thank you for bringing...
Just like that.
Thank you for feeding me food and petting me sometimes. This is what I've done in return. I've killed this squirrel that was invading our yard. It would do the same thing with that mouse, John.
I like this idea. Just let him shack up there for a week.
I'll do that.
I bet you the whole infestation gets taken care of.
Yeah, I think so. Did we already pay an exterminator, John?
I think they have some people scheduled to come in, so I don't know if they've paid them yet.
Okay.
You can try bringing your cat.
If it's there on Monday, let me know, and I'll bring my cat to work, and I'll just lock that cat in the studio for a little while.
Yeah, we'll have a bring a cat to work day.
Yep.
I like it. And then we could take pictures of him when he kills him.
Yeah.
See, I'm all for that.
And then you hear Patrick Creighton screaming screaming into the mic in here in the background.
Yeah, Patrick Creighton will probably think my cat is a rat Because
clearly, no, he'll think it's a cougar.
Because clearly, yeah, there's a lion in the studio. He clearly doesn't know the difference between between small animals and large animals.
Yeah, exactly. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And come on out to Big City Wings, man. Great wings. You got a little beer going there now. So a
little hopadillo action.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And this is their two-year anniversary. So congratulations. And very cool to be out here in Atascocita. So people are still wanting to weigh in on what is a hobo and what isn't. I think we've determined that.
I think we figured that out.
Yeah.
A hobo is a traveling homeless man.
Yeah, a traveling one.
Right.
But also a migrant worker. So he does actually work.
No, it's one or the other.
Could be.
Yeah, yeah. So a hobo can be a migrant worker, or he can just be a homeless vagabond.
Right. I like that word, vagabond.
I do, too.
I mean, that sounds, I mean, that sounds impressive. It's like, well, what do you do for a living? I'm a vagabond.
That's like the only time I've ever heard that used legitimately is in the Metallica song.
Yeah, probably so.
Nomad, wanderer, vagabond. Like, those are all words that they're using in that song.
Right. Maybe they were trying then to explain to us what we were going to be discussing today. Is that a possibility?
He didn't use hobo in that song, though.
He did not. Hmm. I'm sure there's a song about hobos somewhere.
I'm sure there
probably
is.
Probably was made in the 50s, though. 713.
Train track Charlie or something like that.
So apparently Carlos Correa was not happy.
Googling songs about hobos.
Oh, there's something called the hobo song.
The hobo song by Johnny Cash.
Hobo Blues.
Only a Hobo by Bob Dylan.
But it would sound like.
Hobo Kind of Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay, hobo, that one. I've heard a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd songs. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Hobo Blues by John Lee Hooker. Hobo's Lullaby by Woody Guthrie. Let's see. Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train by Louis Armstrong. Yeah.
Call him Louis.
Louis. Hobo Bill's Last Ride by the Carter Family.
Okay.
Of June Carter fame.
So that means he died.
Oh, multiple songs by the Carter Family about hobos. The Western Hobo, also a Carter Family tune. And I Am a Lonesome Hobo by Bob Dylan. So that's two hobo songs, if you're counting, by Bob Dylan. Only a Hobo and I Am a Lonesome Hobo.
And a hobo song by a guy named Boxcar Willie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see that?
No.
It's on the far end there.
The Lord made a hobo out of me.
By Boxcar Willie.
And Hobo Heaven by Boxcar Willie.
Oh, wow. If your name's Boxcar Willie, I'm assuming almost all your songs are about hobos.
Yeah, there's a strong song base about hobos.
Yeah, at no point today did I think we were going to be discussing hobos.
Now.
And songs about hobos.
Songs about tramps. Okay. Frank Sinatra, of course, The Lady is a Tramp.
Yeah.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher.
Okay.
Tramp the Dirt Down by Elvis Costello. I think that's a different thing, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's what he meant by that.
Yeah. The Tramp on the Street by Joan Baez.
Okay.
The Son of a Hickory Hollers Tramp by Kenny Rogers.
The lesser-known B-side to The Gambler is what that was.
Tramp on the Street by Peter, Paul, and Mary. There's a band called The Tramps that has a song called Disco Inferno. Tramp on Your Street by Billy Joe Shaver. And then several songs. Oh, Saddle Tramp by Molly Hatchet. Familiar with that?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm also familiar with Super Tramp.
Yeah, there's a lot of Super Tramp songs. But
right.
I don't think they count.
They don't necessarily sing about tramps. They just.
No.
Yeah. They're right. Based on that.
I'm going to say hobo songs more popular than tramp songs, though.
Apparently so.
Although maybe some bigger artists doing the tramp songs. Frank Sinatra, Cher, Kenny Rogers, you know, Joan Baez, George Jones. Those are big-time stars.
Yeah.
Although Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan are pretty big deal.
I mean, tramp to me, it has a lot of positive connotations.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I like tramps. But. And hobo does, too. I don't think there's a lot about homeless guys, though. I bet there's not a ton of homeless songs. Just a general guess. John, what was that you said? Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Even a hobo, even a tramp can save money.
Hobos don't shave.
Well, they should shave because Harry's is going to help them shave better, and they're going to save them.
If you saw a clean-shaven hobo, would you give him a dollar?
Well, I wouldn't give.
No.
Well, if he was clean-shaven, he probably wouldn't be a hobo.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what I'm trying to tell these guys. If you don't want to be a hobo anymore, Harry's is your way to go.
If you don't want to look like a hobo.
Well, yeah, you can fool people into not being a hobo.
Right.
That's it. You want to.
Because a real hobo wouldn't have a home address to have Harry shipped to.
Well, sure he would. P.O. box.
He's a vagabond.
He'll have a P.O. box in each city, and then he'd move it.
You don't know anything about homelessness.
No, I don't. I just see him wandering around downtown all the time screaming. That's it. That's my knowledge of homeless and hobos. But if you don't want to look like a hobo, if you want to shave that beard and you want to look respectable, well, Harry's is the way to do it. You want to save money, Harry's is the way to do it. You want convenience, you want it shipped right there to your address. Even if your address is a boxcar, they'll ship it to you. So you get convenience. That's what Harry's does. And they're able to give you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price because they bought the factory themselves. They take less profit. They pass those savings directly on to you. And if you're sick and tired of going to the store and having to deal with getting them to unlock those damn things, and even then you get that plastic that you can't open, well, that's why 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. I'm one of them. You can be one of them, too. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades. How about this? They're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover, and we partnered up with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Just head over to harrys.com/FAOUR to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get that trial offer for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. And to get your free trial set, including a handle blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/FAOUR. That's harrys.com/FAOUR. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Traveling slack.
Last Sunday night, I wrote a letter to my loved one. I signed my name, and I knew that I'd stayed away way too long.
To answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a Renters Warehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Humble. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Big City Wings in Atascocita. If you're just getting in your car and you're out in this area, get your tail out here, get your wing on, get your little beer, or bring the kids because there will be magic tricks and hobos and no clowns.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. And it must be awful slow at ESPN because they're replaying the Alabama-Washington college football game.
Summertime, bro. Yeah. Summertime.
Yeah.
That was a really close game.
No, it wasn't.
No?
Of all the games you're going to don't you think they replay games that were at least competitive? Theoretically.
I mean, yeah. But it was a playoff game.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I can't defend this. I can't defend it. Maybe they didn't have rights to the national championship game, so they just played the semifinal game.
Maybe so. Are there, like, storms running around out there or something? Because it's really nice up here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been raining off and on the last couple days. Like, and it's rains in one spot randomly and not in another. So yesterday I was on 290.
Yeah.
It was pouring rain on me. By the time I got to my house, my wife was like, it hasn't rained here at all. And that's literally 5 miles. So, man, it's weird.
713-780-ESPN. Did you see your buddy Carlos Correa get ticked off at the end of the game last night?
Yeah, a little salty, huh?
Yeah, yeah. If you missed it, he thought that Roberto Osuna held onto the ball a little bit to kind of show him up. And, listen, I love Carlos Correa.
He's making a mountain out of a molehill here, right?
Well, or a rat out of a small mouse.
That's kind of the same.
He's Patrick Creighton.
Or a lion out of a mouse.
Or a lion out of a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, if you watch it, for one thing, Smoke wasn't to the bag yet. So that's one reason he kind of hesitated. And other than that, what are you mad about? And if you're that ticked, why aren't you hustling down the line?
I don't know.
Do you think you're being shown up?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How's that being shown up?
Yeah, I think that's just...
Like, yeah, if you're running harder, he's got to get rid of the ball faster, right?
Pretty much.
That's it. You better not let me hit a home run next time. That's really, really bad smack talk from Correa, too.
Yeah.
I love Carlos, but, like, that's not... What are you saying there? Like, you showed me up tonight because I didn't run very fast, but if I hit a home run next time, you're going to be sorry. Well, yeah. That's baseball.
He'll be sorry because he probably will have blown a lead.
Yeah, like, guys hate it when that happens. Yeah. But I don't know.
That was kind of weird. I don't know where that came from.
I think he's just looking to stir up some action.
Yeah, well, maybe that's how you have to motivate yourself. Oh, this guy showed me up. But yeah, I couldn't believe that. I saw like three stories on that today. Are you kidding me? This is what we're. These are the questions you brought us here to answer.
Let's just fight.
Well, yeah, let him fight. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Because all you need is Batista to put his face in front of somebody, and
that'll
know he'll get smacked. I mean, that's what he does, right?
Yeah.
I saw something kind of interesting, too, about the Brewers being interested in some of the same arms that the Astros are going to be interested in. If you're the Brewers, are you really buyers? Are you really buying into the fact that you're good enough to make the playoffs?
I mean, technically you're in first place right now.
Yes.
The rest of that division has not proven to be any good. Basically, when this season started, everyone assumed, they basically wrote in pen that the Cubs were going to be the NL Central champions, right?
Either that or you thought the Cardinals would be competitive, but that's it.
But I don't think anybody didn't think the Cubs weren't going to be, you know, a 90-win team, right? I mean, coming off what they did, they brought back their entire team pretty much except for David Ross. They're under 500. I mean, the Brewers, they're not great, but they've got to feel pretty good about where they're at because the Cubs and the Cardinals have performed so poorly, and the Reds and the Pirates are basically a non-factor. I would say if they buy, I mean, they could separate themselves a little bit.
We've got some pretty decent players in their farm system to
trade,
too. So,
and do you see the Cubs buying? What are the Cubs going to buy?
Well, yeah, it's like, and
the Cubs were supposed to be stacked.
And basically, they just have to play better baseball.
Right.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And, you know, somebody says, I want to see Altuve beat Batista's ass.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah.
But crazier things have happened. Aren't they from the same place? No, Altuve's Puerto Rican. And Bautista's Dominican, right?
I'm not really sure.
You're not sure about their geography?
No. They're foreigners. That's okay. All I care about.
Nope.
Somebody says...
No, Altuve's Venezuelan.
Oh.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, that's a country with a lot of oil.
Yeah.
That's all I really know about Venezuela. Somebody said 290 and 610. There's one thunder shower that is booming quite a bit of a lot of thunder.
And Jose Bautista's Dominican.
I was half right. You know, it's one of those you probably could have just said whatever, and most people would have believed it.
Yeah, but that'd be racist.
Yeah, but that's okay. When does that ever stop you?
It was already racist that I got it wrong.
Well, if it's racist necessarily, Bob Arum wouldn't call it racist.
No. He'd just call them all Mexicans, and that'd be the end of it.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And the text line's weird because every now and then I get stuff like who to follow on Twitter. Texted to the text line. Yeah. It says follow Jake Kaplan, Joseph Duarte, and Will on Twitter.
Who's just Will?
It just says Will. I have to scroll down and figure out who Will is. But
I don't even know who Jake Kaplan is.
It's just Will. That's it. It says follow Will.
Oh, Astros beat writer for the Chronicle.
Okay, yeah, I don't follow him.
Joseph Duarte.
I do follow him. He's been on our show a few times. Talk UH stuff.
Okay.
Good dude. Yeah, I get all my Astro stuff from Brian McTaggart. If you're looking at just free plug for somebody to follow on Twitter if you want the best Astro stuff, Brian McTaggart, who works for MLB.com, former Houston Chronicle guy.
Okay.
Former coworker of mine. Aristotle has thoughts on Springer carrying this on for the entire year. I think with all these guys, it's especially in his case, you go back and look, he's always one of those guys that gets really hot first stretch, gets his numbers up there, then kind of fades. But he's I think he can keep it going. I don't know if he'll keep hitting home runs like this, but I don't see any reason why he can't sustain close to this production over the second half. And, I mean, the way the guy's playing, and maybe this is just him finally coming into his own as a player, but I think he can continue it.
Well, you remember he was a monster like the first 2 weeks of the season and then went about a month and a half where he didn't do anything, and then since then he's been a monster again. So he's a streaky guy. But I don't know what the expectation is. I was listening to the show before us, the usual suspects, and Barry was talking about which guys could be which Astros would be an MVP consideration, or someone asked which Astros would be an MVP consideration. And the truth is, no Astros will be an MVP consideration, because unless Aaron Judge's head falls off, he's going to win the MVP.
Which could happen. I mean, we're barely even to the halfway point of the season.
That's true.
So, I mean, a lot can happen in the
second
half.
A lot can happen. But, I mean, barring an injury, it appears Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball right now.
Yeah, the runaway winner at this stage.
Right.
Without a doubt.
But then they were talking about who would be the Astros, which Astros players would be in the mix, you know. And he said he thinks Springer would definitely be one, and then it'd be either Altuve or Correa would be the other. I tend to think that by the end of the season, and this is just my opinion, I guess everybody else can have their own, I think Altuve is the best player on this team. I think Carlos Correa is right now the second best player, and in the next year or two will be the best player, and Jose Altuve will be the second best player, and George Springer is the third best player on this team. And George Springer's having a really good season. I don't think George Springer's a better player than Carlos Correa or Jose Altuve, and I really don't think it's that close. So I think you get what you've always gotten from George Springer. You're going to have ups and downs, and this year his ups have just been tremendous. You know, like the first couple of weeks, like I said, he led the league in homers for like 2 or 3 weeks because he hit like 8 in 5 games.
Right.
But consistently, I'd put my money on Altuve or Correa to be the man.
I'll stick with Correa because I think
he's got the most upside.
And you think about how he started, which wasn't great, and where he is now.
Yeah.
And in the groove he's been in for quite a while, I think he's the one that I know Altuve is going to keep hitting because he always does. But Correa, I think, has the potential to do so much more. And I love where he is right now. That would be my guy. If I were picking one who would finish second in the MVP voting, most likely to finish second there, and
yeah,
I'd say Carlos Correa.
Well, would you agree, most likely of those three to finish with under a 300 batting average is clearly George Springer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
And unless you hit 50 or 60 home runs, finishing under 300 is your batting average, you're not an MVP consideration.
No, no. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We come back. The Spurs made a move last night that I'd like to get into.
They acquired a former Rocket.
Yeah, a former Rocket who we got to interview when we were in Vegas.
That's right.
He never mentioned the Spurs as a possibility. But we'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Come celebrate the second anniversary of Big City Wings and Atascocita with us until 7 o'clock. We're broadcasting live, then a DJ takes over, and then the fun begins with magic tricks for the kids, face painting, balloon art, and giveaways. Make Big City Wings your game headquarters. The sound is always on for the big games. And right now the sound's on us because we're here until 7. And if you want a balloon animal, I guarantee you're going to get a badass balloon animal if you come out here for your kid.
An awesome one.
And you're going to get your face painted.
You know what she can do? She can make a hobo pouch out of balloon animal. Like make a long balloon and then tie a hobo pouch to the back of it.
And then you
case.
Can walk around like a hobo.
That's right.
And put and make a little hobo hat.
Yes.
I bet you can make a pterodactyl.
Maybe. That seems difficult.
Or in honor of our station, a rat mouse.
Good idea.
You know, kind of a combo of the two. But so the Spurs made a move, a signing that I have to admit, usually I don't question the Spurs on what they do. Mm-hmm. It always seems like they know what they're doing with guys. But, man, if you were going to ask me to name five players who are not Spurs-type players, Rudy Gay would be one of my five.
Why is that?
Volume shooter, not a high percentage shooter. Kind of a, I don't want to say selfish player, but the kind of guy that if he's on a bad team, he's going to get a lot of points. But I don't know that he's a guy that makes you better. And I just don't know that he fits what they do. Now, they're good at getting guys to fit.
Right.
But I don't quite understand this one. And far be it for me to question what Popovich does, but this just feels almost like a little bit of a panic move by them to try to keep up when – and maybe they'll get a lot out of him. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But when I heard that, I'm like, that's the last place I expected Rudy Gay to wind up with San Antonio.
Yeah, he's a guy who I feel like he's never really reached his max potential.
And maybe that happens there.
If it's going to happen anywhere, that'd be the place, right?
Right.
I mean, he hasn't been in exactly the best places since he's been in the NBA with the best chance to win. But I think for the Spurs especially, and I don't think he signs there without realizing that his role is going to be sort of a sixth man, is what I would guess he's going to end up being, is sort of a – he's going to get a lot of the minutes that Ginobili's gotten over the last few years.
Yeah. If that's the role, I think it works well, but I just –
because Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard is your front court.
Yeah.
You know, Rudy Gay is not better than either of those guys.
All those talks about trading Aldridge, I wonder if that's still a possibility.
I mean, it's obviously still a possibility, but I would guess it's unlikely. It's unlikely that the Spurs aren't going to, like, lose value on a trade. You wouldn't imagine, right? They're not going to trade for lesser than Aldridge, and that's what you could get for him at this point. So I would imagine that Rudy Gay is coming in to be the sixth man there. And at this point, is Rudy Gay a downgrade from Manu Ginobili?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. I mean, but again, it's all about how you fit. But one thing we've seen, and with the exception of LaMarcus Aldridge, what the Spurs do is they take guys and they make them fit. And I would assume that that's what they plan on doing with Rudy Gay.
Texter says, Rudy Gay hasn't been a volume shooter for 2 years. Well, last year he wasn't because he only played 30 games. But he had well over 1,000 field goal attempts the two prior years, so... not sure where you got that from, but okay. I don't like the signing. I think, especially for the dollar amount. I mean, I don't think he's an impact player, and I think they're kind of testing. They're testing their beliefs in being able to make guys better by doing this. But maybe it will. Just not a guy that I thought would ever wind up with the Spurs.
Yeah.
Coach Dre says he can play stretch four. You kind of already got that guy, though, don't you?
I mean, that's what LaMarcus Aldridge is, kind of.
So, no, if you're right.
But that's why I say I think he can spell either guy.
Yeah.
And he can play the three or the four for that team. And, you know, you don't get a significant drop. I mean, that's most teams, that's an NBA starter. You're looking at him as a sixth man. I don't know. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't like his game.
Okay.
And I never really have, and I just don't think – and maybe they get the best out of him because they do that with a lot of guys. And if they do, then good for them. 713-780 ESPN, breaking news. The Rockets waived Ryan Kelly.
What?
Yeah, that just came across
No.
I guess that was one of the many non-guaranteed contracts that they picked up
during
the last couple of weeks. I really thought he was going to be something for him.
Well.
So.
Trick of his sleeve.
Yeah, well.
What did he say?
It had a trick up his sleeve.
Oh, that's the trick.
No, there's nothing up the sleeve now. He's gone.
Watch this. I'm going to cut Ryan Kelly. No one will see it coming. Boom. Done. That did come out of the blue, you got to admit. When you woke up today, were you thinking, I bet Daryl Morey cuts Ryan Kelly today?
I think it didn't even
cross my mind. I swear to God.
I think I missed when they acquired him in that flurry of deals where they picked up a bunch of non-guaranteed crap.
That's true. If you'd asked me this morning,
was Ryan Kelly
is
a
Ryan
Rocket?
Kelly definitely on the Rockets and, like, bet your paycheck on it, I couldn't have done that. I felt like, yeah, but I wasn't 100%. So,
well, guess what? Now?
Now I know for sure
he's
not.
He's gone. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.